Yerushalmi Kehilani corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Ayin Hey. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Pifkei Aleph Shmeina Amos Void. V'chol Midos Shomer Chachom Bekerem Ein Bahem Void Chut MePifkei Aleph. Pifkei Aleph, which are gaps in an Aleph, must be a little more than 8 Amos. The only case of a vineyard in which the Chachom said Void a little more is over here. Elohim Pifkei Aleph Aleph Shachar VeEmsoyu. Menishtayu boy chamish gufanim mikan chamish gufanim mikan imish sham shmeina amos v'yavizor lecham shmeina amos ve'oid nois nimei avodosay v'zire esamoisa. The following are piskei aris. If an aris was cut down in the middle and 5 vines remained on either side of it, if the gap is exactly 8 amos, it may not introduce another seed to plant under the gap. If it's a little more than 8 amos, it's given work access and the rest may be planted. Aris shuriyotzim in a koisol mitoch keren v'kala nois nim loy avodosay v'zire esamoisa. If an aris grows out of a wall along a corner with 2 vines on one wall and 3 vines on the adjacent wall, it's given work access of 6 trochim and he may plant after that. The Rambam has a slightly different understanding of the arrangement of these vines. Rav Yosi Omer, im ein sham arba amos leyavi zer lesham. Rav Yosi says if there aren't 4 amos of distance, he may not introduce another seed there. Hakonim ayotzim in ha'aris, chasaleim lepaskam kenegdon muta. Asanga de yishalech bahem hachadosh osa. If canes of the trellis protrude from the aris, if he doesn't wish to cut them, he may plant under them. But if he made them in that way so that new branches will grow on them, then it's prohibited. Apecha yetz min ha'aris, roi nosi ke'ilu mututeles, tlu yeboi, kenegdoi, osa, v'chein, bedalis. If a shoot of one of the grapevines of the aris extends beyond the aris's work access area, we view it as if a plumb line was hanging from it, and below it may not be planted with other seeds. The same applies to a single raised up vine. If one draws a vine branch from one tree to another, another seed may not be brought underneath it. If he extended it with a rope or reed, under the extension is permitted. If he extended it in order that new branches grow there, then it's prohibited. And the Gemara says, Leitha da pliga al Rabbi Zeira, the Rabbi Zeira ama shmeina chutz mimokam kautin, patala shmeina ama yisuchol shuhu, Lama Loi Tanisa. The Gemara asked, isn't this unlike Rabbi Zeira who said earlier in the fourth perek concerning 2 rows of vines less than 8 amos apart, that if 8 amos wide, if 8 amos aside from the area of the vine itself? And this seems to be another case where the measurement given was not exact. The Gemara answers, don't you agree with Rabbi Yochanan's teaching that whenever the Chachamim were giving a measurement and they said Va'oid, meaning a little more, they meant specifically an extra tefach, but in Sifcha, the vine trunks are wider than a tefach. Rav Yonah boy, lama li nan amrin kol midas she'amru chachamim ein bahem void chutz mipiskei aris. Rav Yonah asked, why did the Tanna say the only case of a vineyard in which the Chachamim say a little more than is here? Why didn't he say the only case in which the Chachamim said, since we don't find a little more that's ever used even outside the laws of vineyards? Vataninan asses kaben Yerushalmin, Yerushalmi, Shehen Shisha Esonim Veduyan. The Gemara says, well, since there's a Mishnah in Maseches Menachos that taught 10 Yerushalmi Kav, that are 6/10 and a Duyan, which is the remainder, which is 2/3 of a tenth. So it's another example outside of the cases of vineyard where we do find the word Void being used. Taman, Lemidois, Vakan, Laamos, the Gemara rejects that. No, that was only said about measuring in a utensil, but it was never said about measuring a field. Vatanin of Yosef Mishulam, Oime, Void, Lakav, Lemea, that what about the Mishnah in Menachos, so the in Maseches Trumos, that says that Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam says that Truma becomes annulled if a sar mixed with 99 void means and another kav, a sixth of a sar of chulin. It's another example of using the term void. Taman lamidos v'cha lamos. The answer is that was only said about measuring in a utensil, but it was never said about measuring a field. And the Gemara asks, v'hatanin amav yoda ben bava Hagina v'akarpeh shehi shivim v'shirayim al shivim v'shirayim. We have a Mishnah in Eruvin that says Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said that it's permitted to move objects on Shabbos in a garden of karpeh that's no larger than 70 amos in a fraction by 70 amos in a fraction. Shmuel amma b'shenei shlishi amma shanu. Then the Gemara rejects it from Shmuel. He says that the fraction there refers to 2/3 of an amma, whereas the void of our case refers to a tefach.